Redbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps, all we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Redbox Media.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Jingers here on Redbox Media. Good morning. I hope you're having a good day. I hope that it's been bright and sunny and not scorching hot like it was here recently. I hope it's just beautiful where you are, and I hope that the Lord is blessing you and blessing your day. Today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, angels. I absolutely am just, I've always loved this topic. I always loved the idea of angels, but the more I learn about them, the more I read the church fathers and the scholars and just realize who and what they really are, I am enamored even more. And we're going to talk a lot about them. We're looking this week at Angels of God, the Bible, the Church, by Mike Aquilina. If you've listened to the show for a while, you know that Pete Sox and I, who usually chat every month, this month was totally my last month, actually June already, right? May was totally Allison oops moment. I never edited our show because Pete and I have to pre-record. The man has a job, imagine that. And we have to pre-record our show. Well, we recorded in, let's see, it's May, April for May. And for some reason, we're so verbose. We ended up doing 5 segments instead of 4. And I said, oh, I have to edit that. Do you know, out of sight, out of mind, do you know what happens with squirrels? If I don't know where I put my nuts, I don't get back to them. I've lost it. So poor Pete, he was so gracious. He made time. We made a show and it's sitting in the computer here waiting for Allison to edit. It's coming, I promise. But Mike, Pete and I always seem to get around to talking about Mike Aquilina. We're both big fans of his writing. He has a lot of it. He's a prolific. I make up words. I gotta be careful how I put those two words together. Anyway, he is a very prolific writer, so it's easy for us to have lots of fodder when it comes to talking about Mike Aguilina's books. Pete and I met last summer. I think it was last summer. Yes, it was last summer. At the Defending the Faith Conference in Steubenville, Ohio, over on Franciscan University. And Mike was one of the speakers. Pete and Mike know each other, and they had met doing some work. And pretty sure Pete had a conference or a speaker, he brought Mike in. Anyway, so they know each other, and Pete wanted to introduce me, and I totally chickened out, snuck away, chickened out. I can't believe I'm admitting that. I'll probably tell Mike that story on Friday when he is finally a guest on the show. So Mike Aquilina will be here, and this is a name I can actually say because I've heard it enough thanks to Pete Sox, the Catholic book blogger. So if you've missed Pete and some of the books that he reviews, go over to catholicbookblogger.com over on Petheos, and you can catch up with Pete there. And you can catch up with Mike Aquilina here on Friday as we discuss his book, Angels of God, the Bible, the Church, and the Heavenly Hosts. I'm laughing because just as I go to read Angels of God, the Bible, the Church, and the Heavenly Hosts out from Servant Books Franciscan Media, I'm on my Kindle, my iPad, and I got some kind of alert. And so it covered, a little black line comes down and completely covers what I'm reading. Oh, is my life. It is totally my life. So before we get started, I have something really cool to share with you, something new here at Breadbox Media. We are doing something called Friend of the Show. It is a chance for you, if you like what you hear and you want more, you can become a friend of the show. You can go to breadboxmedia.com and you can click on bright yellow pretty box that says Friend of the Show, either from my show page, A Seeking Heart with Allison Jingris, or on the front page, breadboxmedia.com, way at the bottom. There is a link. You can click on it. And when you go there, you can sign up to become a friend of the show. Just $10 a month gives you a premium membership. Right now, that premium membership will offer you from me either a prayer squirrel or a rosary bracelet. The prayer squirrels are made by a wonderful parishioner here in my town. You can get it either with a dandelion or a heart for a seeking heart, or a dandelion for reconciled to you. You can, or you can get a rosary bracelet that my friend Lori Lynch and I make. You can pick out your colors, whatever you'd like, and I would love to send that to you. Love to share either one of those prizes or gifts with you for supporting the show, for supporting me here at Breadbox Media. You'll also get access to once a month exclusive Google Hangout chat with me. I know. How exciting. Yay. And more time with Allison. But this time you get to talk too. It's not just me talking. You get to talk as well. So we'll have a once a month Google Hangout, and there'll be other things as we go along. Oh, and I almost forgot. And 10 extra entries into every single giveaway that I do. You will have 10 extra entries. You won't even have to do anything extra. Allison will do it for you. I'll add you onto the raffle copter. So if you're a friend of the show, again, for just $10 a month, you can pick your own level. You can give less, you can give more. I would never stop you at more. I'm just so grateful that you listen, honestly. I get so excited when I go over to breadboxmedia.podbean.com and see that over 100 of you listen every single day. That's very exciting, because just like Jesus, I do it for just one of you, to know that more of you want to spend time listening and discovering the Lord with me overjoys me. Been getting lots of emails, which also overjoy me. You have no idea how that makes my day. It makes me cry every single time. It does, like for reals, I cry. And I always pray for you extra. I pray for you anyway, but you get extra prayers when I get to put a name with your face and get to know who's here and who's listening. You can get a prayer from me anytime, though. You don't really need to give me money to get me to pray for you. Follow A Seeking Heart on Facebook. Seeking Heart. Yes, that's the name. Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras over on Facebook. There is posted every week just about a graphic that says going to adoration today. Can I pray for you during the summer? I'll be going 3 times a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I'd love to bring your intentions with me. So share A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras with all your Facebook friends. Let's get people praying for each other, talking about God, talking about how amazing He is, and talking about our struggles. This life is hard. We're not supposed to do it alone. You know, I've shared with you my struggles with anxiety. Anxiety, my weight, depression, my son's struggles with his faith and with his own suicidal thoughts and things that we've had to, you know, keep him safe from. I try to share all that. I'm very transparent. I try to be transparent because I think that that makes for a better friendship. And I'd love to know you better as well. So breadboxmedia.com, please consider becoming a friend of the show. Just $10 a month gives you either a squirrel or a bracelet handmade by me or this wonderful parishioner we have, as well as access to the Google, easy for me to say, monthly hangout. We'll be starting that in June. I will have that date for you soon, probably a Wednesday night in June. Those are usually my best nights. And I'll try to pick a time that's friendly for both East and West Coast peeps. And of course, 10 extra entries into every giveaway. And I will have this week's giveaway up, I hope, by the end of today. I know I'm a one-woman show, peeps, and it's hard sometimes to get everything that I want to get done. But the Lord is good, and the extra adoration has been an incredible blessing for me. If you're not one yet who goes to adoration, can I tell you, talk about meeting the angels. We are told that adoration is a foretaste of heaven. St. Teresa of Avila tells us that. Wherever Jesus is, all of heaven exists. So when we are in adorations, we are surrounded by our angels, the guardian angels, the hierarchy of angels we're going to learn about, all the angels and the saints, really, anyone who's gone before us, who is now in the presence of the Lord in heaven, our Blessed Mother. It's just an incredible place to go. It's a place for peace and for me, for hope, for thinking. I'm such a chatterbox. I know, find that hard to believe, right? But when I am in adoration, I am quiet. I wish I could say that for everybody else in adoration. Pet peeve, please don't go into adoration and start praying out loud. Like that whisper prayer out loud, because it turns into like a whistle. It's like annoying, like a mosquito in the room. And I'm afraid of mosquitoes, so it just adds to my anxiety. So I got to remember to bring headphones. You would think that yesterday, literally putting my hands over my ears would give a hint to that sweet little old lady that praying out loud was not working for me. But it totally didn't. So I went over to the church to pray and waited an hour for confession. Good problem to have, right? Hit the spiritual trifecta yesterday. Mass, adoration, and confession. And I can feel it today. I feel light. I feel encouraged and inspired. Received two incredible emails yesterday from you that really just touched my heart and lifted me, encouraged me. We're supposed to encourage each other. I hope that my show, A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here in Breadbox Media, encourages you. I'll tell you that you encourage me every day in your own struggles, in your own striving to find God in the everyday. It is beautiful, and I'm so blessed to be on this journey with you. If you want to call in today and talk about angels, 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. That's also a text line. You can leave a message there if you have any questions that perhaps I can answer on today's show, using Mike Aguilina's book, Angels of God, or on tomorrow's show. We're going to pick up and talk more about Angels of God tomorrow. And then, of course, if I can't answer them, well, I can ask Mike himself on Friday. Please stay tuned. We have so much more to talk about. Angels of God. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
Breadbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Breadbox Media.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Alice Jinkers here on Breadbox Media. We're talking today about angels, angels of God, the Bible, the church, and the heavenly host, from Mike Aguilina, Franciscan Media Servant Books, out for a very long time, but I have just discovered it a couple years ago and been trying to get it on the show schedule, the agenda here. And finally, yay, it's here, and I'm so excited. So let's jump right in. So what is an angel? Mike writes, it's a simple question, and we already know the answer. An angel is one of those chubby babies with stubby wings that we remember from Raphael's painting. Names, they get me every time. So I was thinking, and he writes, that can't be true. That's, after all, what's the first thing angels say when they appear in the Bible? It's, do not be afraid. And so last night in adoration, I'm thinking about this because this is what I do. And I was reading the book and writing my show notes, and I was thinking about, right, they say do not be afraid, because if they were the chubby little babies, they would either start the conversation with, please stop pinching my cheeks, or stop smelling my head, because that's what we do with babies, right? We pinch their cheeks and we smell their heads, or we talk baby talk. We talk baby talk. So, right, if they looked like these chubby little babies, the first thing they would say would totally not be, do not be afraid. They'd be, lady, let go of my cheeks. And if they're a mom, they'd be checking the diaper. So they'd be like, don't check my diaper. I'm good. It's because that's what we do. We smell heads, we pinch cheeks, we talk baby talk, and we check diapers. That's what moms do. Yes, this is how my... Yeah, you're welcome. This is how my brain thinks. This is how my brain thinks. But that is not what they do or who they are. What angel means, Mike tells us, is it comes from a Greek word, angelos, which means messenger. We can find it at the heart of the words like evangelist and evangelical, where it means news. Angel is good news or the gospel. So angel really isn't much of a name as it is a job description. I love Mike's writing. Angel is the name of the office, not the nature, says St. Augustine. For what is called an angel in Greek is called a messenger. In our language, messenger, therefore, is the name of the action. Okay, and as another really funny aside, so my husband got the Amazon Echo for his 50th birthday, and I've been using it to read while I'm folding laundry, because I used to watch TV and do it, but I'm trying to be more diligent, trying to work on some virtues of diligence and being less idle and more productive, blah, blah, blah. I'm a lazy poop. So, yes, I just call myself a lazy poop. But they have Alexa read to you. It's pretty hysterical. First of all, there's no controlling the speed, and she's definitely been to the Evelyn Wood reading speed reading class, and it's just funny. Anyway, so now I read everything with Alexa's that kind of Siri type voice. Funny stuff. Anyway, so it's the job description. So angels then are spirits who bring messages from heaven to earth. All right, I can live with that. I also love the idea, and if you knew, I do not know this, but angels, we're going to talk a little bit about guardian angels today, because quite frankly, they're my faves, because I have one, and I think that's incredible that I have my own guardian angel. Let's talk about guardian angels now. Why not? It's my show. I can talk about whatever I want when I want. If you want to talk about something, you're welcome to as well. 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. So here's the really cool thing about guardian angels. First of all, we're all given one, and it's biblical. I'm going to read that in a few minutes. But this is the thing I love. Okay, ready? They're with you, but they're always looking upon the face of God. So they're with you, but they're looking at God. Who better to protect you, guide you, enlighten you, rule over you than the being, the pure spirit being that also is hanging out with God? Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. All right, you know what? If I skip to angels, guardian angels now, I'm going to mess up my show notes. So that's coming here, like something to look forward to, right? What's that called? A cliffhanger? And I'm supposed to keep you hanging on here. So don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about guardian angels. But the Bible, Mike Aguilina also tells us, uses a wealth of terms for these creatures that we call angels. Seraphim, teraphim, choirs, thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, sons of God, ministers, servants, hosts, watchers, and holy ones. And I love the analogy that he uses next. He talks about how we, you and I, may look up to the sky and see clouds. And we just call them clouds, regardless of what they look like or what they're about to do. We call them clouds. To a meteorologist, there is a plethora of names. That's my word for the day, plethora. Plethora of words for those clouds. Cumulus, cirrus, nimbus, stratus. Like all of those types of clouds tells the meteorologist what these clouds are doing. Kind of gives you the heads up or whether there's just going to be a little sprinkle or they're going to huff and puff and blow your house away. Like those are important things to know. So here we have all these distinctions of angels because it tells us a little bit about what their job is, why they're created and what the Lord uses them for. That's pretty cool stuff. They're so much more complicated than I ever knew them to be. And in knowing that, it makes them even more a gift, really. The other thing about angels, and especially our guardian angel, is that they're uber smart. They're wicked, wicked smart, as we'd say up here in Boston. They're very, very intelligent beings. And they're also, they're the ones that we can turn to when we're stuck. Like, I don't think they're going to give me the answers on the algebra exam. And if they did, then he was totally holding out on me in high school and college and why I had to take it twice in high school. But they can really guide us and help us to understand things, especially things of God that are beyond our comprehension. When I'm reading scripture, I first and foremost ask the Holy Spirit to guide me. And then I bring along my guardian angel. If I don't understand something, I say, can you help me to grasp what the Lord is trying to teach me here in this moment? Because I'm confused. Gee, what a surprise. Allison's confused. The other thing about angels that we have to understand, and Mike explains it beautifully in his book, they are spirit without matter. You and I are matter and spirit. We have both a body and a soul. We know about, it's easy for us to picture matter without spirit. We see that every day, as Mike reminds us, in the rocks and the trees and teenage boys. Sorry. I can't help myself sometimes. Throw the boys under the bus because they're making me crazy. Young adult boys and teenage boys. All right. But we have angels, our spirit without matter. Or as I think it was Mortimer Adler calls them, a mind without bodies. Minds without bodies. So there's our angels. So we can't really picture them, though they can take on any form that they need to for us to be able to see them or to relate to them. We see that in the Bible when Tobit meets his Raphael. He's in the form of a man. We see that with Gabriel speaking with Mary. He takes on that angelic figure that we can kind of picture with the big wingspan and the formidable presence. Like they're kickbot, man. They're powerful beings, incredibly powerful beings, and we're so lucky to have one that comes with us. Padre Pio, I think it's Padre Pio. I should find the story and link it, making a note. Padre Pio story. I believe it's him. It tells a story. Oh, I hate that one. I can't remember. Anyway, the story is they were being cornered in, it might have been Father Stan Frantuna. You know, Padre Pio, Father Stan Frantuna, such similarities. I'll post the two pictures. You'll see what I mean. That's pretty funny stuff. And he was being cornered in an alley by a thug, and he starts to pray for his guardian angel. And the next thing he sees the person about to attack him reel back and, you know, cower and, you know, almost like that cartoony, like wheeling back with their legs, like that, you know, I'm trying to say, like trying to get backwards. Anyway, and then the cops caught him, and they were able to interview him, and they said, what, you were about to hurt me bad, like what made you stop? He's like, well, you didn't scare me, but that big guy with you sure did. And that big guy with you was his angel. Like, that's cool. So we get back, we're going to look at questions that a lot of people have, right? If these are so formidable beings, if they're so intelligent, if they're so kickbutt, then why do bad things still happen to us? That's one of the things we're going to look at. The other thing that we're going to look at, again, is their guardian angels. So that kind of goes together. If we're given this amazing guardian angel, then why do bad stuff still happen to us? Why aren't we all, if we believe in them, if we call on them, if we allow us ourselves to have a relationship with them, and God gives us this great gift of a guardian angel, then why then does bad things still happen, especially to good people? It's always like that question's going to linger forever. I mean, Jesus was a pretty good person. They don't get any better than him. And look what happened to him. We have to understand that God's ways are not our ways. It's Isaiah 55, 7 through 8. That God's ways are higher than our ways. That suffering is something that we are allowed because it's for our good. It grows us in our virtues. It grows us in our strength of faith. I don't like it. I avoid it at all costs. And I suppose that's why my guardian angel is there, to make sure that that cost isn't my soul. We're going to pick up with more of Angels of God, the Bible, the Church, and Heavenly Host by Mike Aguilina after these messages. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Redbox Media. We'll be right back.
Redbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps, all we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Redbox Media.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison James here on Redbox Media. If you would like to have a prayer said for you, go over to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras. I was just making sure there was no messages there. On Allison Gingras on Facebook, I have a link up there today. It's a beautiful picture of the chapel that I belongs in my parish. And you can see the monstrance with Jesus hanging out in there. And it says, I'm going to adoration today. Can I pray for you? I'm actually going tomorrow. And I'd love to pray for you. So if you have a prayer request, go over to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras Facebook page and enter it there. Let your friends know about A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras by sharing that Facebook page while you're there. Also, become a friend of the show, new on Breadbox Media. Go to breadboxmedia.com, click on Friend of the Show, pick my name, Allison Gingras, and for just $10 or more a month, you become a premium member. And for A Seeking Heart, that means you get either a prayer squirrel or a rosary bracelet of your choosing. You get to join a once a month Google Hangout where you get to talk, not just listen to me Babylon for an hour. And you always receive 10 extra entries in whatever giveaway I have for that week. So go to breadboxmedia.com, click on Friend of the Show, and become a friend of a seeking Allison Gingras on A Seeking Heart today. We are looking today at angels. Angels of God, the Bible, the Church, and the Heavenly Hosts, from Mike Aguilina out from Franciscan Media, Servant Books. This is just one of my favorites. It's not a brand new book. It's been out for a while, but if you haven't read it, I recommend it. Someone just put the other day, I was talking about a book, and they wrote, I added it to my list. My list is growing. I'm happy to hear that. I don't get kickbacks. I'm not here to sell books. I'm here to help you grow in your faith. And for me, it was all about books. This is how I found God, was through books, which is why I use that medium to hopefully help you rediscover or discover more deeply or for the first time that God loves you, that there's so much more to the Catholic faith, to loving God, than I ever knew. And I'm sure that you never knew. I didn't know Jesus wanted to be my friend. I never knew the Bible was so filled with wisdom and wit and encouragement and hope. I love scripture. I never read it before. I was like 36 at least before I opened that up. I always thought God was punishing and just waiting for me to mess up so he could just smote me, but that wasn't it. And I never knew God loved me enough to send me my very own guardian angel. I'd heard of guardian angels, but I didn't really recognize the fact that I had one and that God had created one specifically and specially to watch over me. There are even some scholars that say that you are bound together for eternity, that you don't get it. They don't get a new charge and you don't get a new angel. I've often wondered, you know, some scholars say that when you enter heaven, because their job, angels' jobs are to get you into heaven. Number one priority on their, you know, to-do list for the day, get you into heaven. Their job is to get you into heaven. So once you're there, I'm assuming that, you know, once we're there, we all just worship God and we just praise him day in and day out, which when I say this to my CCD class, they think I'm ridiculous. Like, how boring is that going to be? But I wish that they would just spend 5 minutes in adoration and they would see how not boring that is. In my hour in adoration, I discover so much about God in this, just that short moment, revelation after revelation and peace and just this understanding that surpasses all understanding, as the scripture tells us. It comes from me when I'm sitting in adoration, and that's my foretaste of heaven. When I am there, I am in heaven. Because Jesus is there, and wherever Jesus is, heaven is, and the angels and the saints and all our loved ones who have got their eternal reward of looking at the beatific vision of God's face and our Blessed Mother. Like, this is why I love adoration so much, and I'm so happy to be able this summer to add 3 more extra hours of it to my life. It seems like, well, that's crazy, Allison. No wonder you're not getting your book written, or you're not, your house is a disaster, because you're spending all that time in prayer when you should be working. No, there's a balance, and that's what I'm finally learning. When I give God my time, my other time multiplies. I was spinning my wheels trying to get all this stuff done, but not bringing God into the equation. Like, I prayed every morning, but that was it. And I'd pray a little bit throughout the day, but I'm finding that when I give God this extra time, when I put him on my calendar, when I make him part of my agenda for the week, it's amazing. Amazing what you can accomplish. You know, I have a bunch of writing projects just hanging over my head, and I'm just, my ADD is out of control and procrastinating and just really struggling to get things done. And, you know, I asked my guardian angel, help me, like, what do I need? And I felt like this was the inspiration I got in that. You need to get yourself to the sacraments more often. Prayer, sacrament, scripture, that is our grace trifecta. Prayer, sacrament, and scripture. And in it, I also look at my spiritual trifecta, which is a day where I'm blessed to receive the sacrament of the Eucharist in Mass, spend time with the same Jesus in adoration, and also receive confession. And yesterday I was able to do that. I can feel the difference today. I can feel that grace. I feel lighter. I feel more inspired and encouraged. I know that your emails help that as well. And knowing that we are on this journey together, but being able to receive that grace. Grace is God's undeserved yet freely given gift of his Holy Spirit within us. If you're struggling, if you're trying to find him and you're running against a spiritual wall, come to him in prayer, sacrament, and scripture. And if you don't know how to pray, go to adoration, because that in itself is prayer. Go to the Mass. That's the greatest prayer. When you sit and listen to the words of the Mass, when you participate with the responses, singing, if you sing bad, sing extra loud, serves God right for giving you that voice in the first place. Like, bring yourself to him physically and be amazed at the blessing you'll receive. If your church doesn't have Eucharistic adoration, that means when they take Jesus in the host and put him in that big shiny gold thing that we call the monstrance, and they put him out on display on the altar, he's there in the tabernacle. He doesn't need to be out. And most churches, I know my church, Holy Family, is taught and is open every day. You can go to your church, you can sit in the pew or come close if nobody's there. There's nothing like sneaking up close to the tabernacle when no one's around and just kneeling literally at the foot of Jesus. These are the little things that for me transformed my heart. They absolutely transformed my heart. And they taught me about God in ways I never knew. And I remember when I had Susan Tassone on, I can't remember if she said this during a break or during the show that we're talking about adoration. And she says, do you know how happy you make your guardian angel when you bring them to Mass, when you bring them to Jesus in the Eucharist in adoration? And that favor that you gain from not only the grace that you receive being there, but the blessing that you bring to your guardian angel. I thought it was kind of neat. I don't know how theologically sound that is, but it sounded good to me. And I've felt it in my heart. I have felt that blessing of spending time with Jesus in adoration and attending Mass. Yesterday, sadly, the Mass was a funeral Mass for Dolores Vincent, one of our longtime parishioners. Keep her in your prayers. We should always be praying for the living and the dead, especially the dead, because they are no longer able to pray for themselves and they need our prayers. That's why it's a corporal work of mercy, a spiritual work of mercy. Yeah, corporal work of mercy is to bury the dead. That was going to the funeral. My ongoing prayers for her and her soul is a spiritual work of mercy. I've been working on a big project now. I'm so bummed at myself for being late with it, but God's timing. I'm doing my best. Learning about the spiritual and the corporal works of mercy for a course that I'm writing in. It's just amazing, these beautiful gifts that we have to share with others in our church and to have the help of our angels, our guardian angels, to get things done. You know, we're told that we all have one, by the way, in Scripture, Matthew 4:6. It is written, he will give his angels charge of you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone, Matthew 4:6. And it's also in Psalm 91. And Psalm 34, which is one of my favorite. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Psalm 34, 7. I'm actually writing a whole piece for CatholicMom.com coming out next Friday, June 13th. Is that right? Somewhere around there. Nope. June 10th, perhaps. Anyway, next Friday. It will be all about Psalm 34. That's trusting in the Lord, trusting in his providence, letting him encourage you, and to know that we are encouraged because we have our angels surrounding us. Jesus warns, "See that no one despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven." So there we go, Matthew 18:10. This is how we know that we always have one with us and that that angel is always beholding the face of God. Coolness, right? Totally, totally cool. This book is also totally cool. Angels of God, the Bible, the Church, and the Heavenly Hosts. Mike Aguilina brings together so many of these great writings about angels to help you and I understand them even better. We're going to talk about it today. Happily, we're going to talk about it more tomorrow. We find that there are some great early fathers of the Church who talked in length about the angels. You and I might not pick up that and read, but this is why it was so wonderful that Mike did and put it into a book, Angels of God. We're going to continue with more here on A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, right on Breadbox Media, right after these messages. Please stay tuned.
Redbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps, all we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Redbox Media.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Redbox Media. On Monday's show, Diana von Glahn will be here talking about our pilgrimage to Portugal, June 9th through the 18th, 2017. Start saving your pennies. Go to thefaithfultraveler.com. Click on tours for more information, and we'll talk about that on Monday in more detail. But today, I want to talk about angels. Angels of God, the Bible, the Church, and the Heavenly Host by Mike Aguilina, out from Servant Books and Franciscan Media. And before the break, I was talking about how guardian angels are with us always, but there's that kind of paradox or irony of all, or trouble, however you want to call it. If they're with us, if they're there to protect us, then why do bad things happen? You know, a couple weeks ago, when my friend Pat Slavin was stabbed in her home, and I thought, where's her angel? Why did she still die? When Brett, you know, back at Christmas, took his life, like, why wasn't his angel there to protect him from hurting himself? Like, there's all these questions. Why do bad things happen? Why are we allowed to make stupid choices and do things if we have these guardian angels who are supposed to keep us from doing that? And I really love here in Angels of God where Mike talks about the real job of guardian angels. That's the heading of this part of chapter 6, the real job of guardian angels. Our guardian angel's task is to get us to heaven, he writes. We often forget this. We tend to think of guardian angels as they appear on holy cards, pulling children back from the edge from the edge of a cliff, guiding them over a rickety bridge. I've seen that. I have that holy card. There's something to this, of course. No doubt, Mike writes, many people have discovered the doctrine of guardian angels while sitting in a foxhole losing their eardrums from exploding ammunition, but that's quite secondary. Our guardian angel's task is to get us to heaven, not to keep us or our loved ones from suffering or death. After all, suffering is perhaps the principal means of our spiritual growth. Yeah, that part I don't like, Mike. I don't like this part. On earth, and death is our final portal to God. You know, I was in Rio de Janeiro and for World Youth Day, and we were having this really horrific experience on the beach. We're being crushed, literally being crushed to death. And I was yelling for our Blessed Mother to help and her guardian angel to make a way. I kept thinking about, oh my gosh, I'm going to die here on this beach. And my husband is going to kill me because I promised him that going to Rio, I'd come home safe and sound. The next day in Mass, I was praying. And like, Lord, I don't understand. Why would you bring me here? And that was so scary. Why would you, you know, put me on the brink of death like that? Like, I literally couldn't breathe. I had to manhandle people, to turn sideways, to move people aside to breathe. It was the most frightening experience of my life. And in that prayer, the Lord said, why? Why do you see death as a punishment? Do you not know it's a reward? We call it an eternal reward, do we not? But yet, I fear it so intensely, that I can't see death as this reward. I can't see it as this portal to God. I just see it as the end of my life here as I know it. And even though it's a struggle here, it's what I know, and I like what I know. I'm not good with the unknown, and that's kind of scary, which again is a great, really great reason to turn to your guardian angel, to have them help you be at peace at that time, to help guide you and hold hostage these thoughts that can sometimes for me take hold and paralyze me. But we can ask our guardian angels to hold those thoughts. They can keep back horrible past memories, and they can also hold hostage those thoughts now that keep us paralyzed or from moving forward. So I try not to think too much about death. And if I do, I ask my guardian angel to help me to see the truth of it and to hold at bay those thoughts that are not from God. And God tells us death is a reward, not a punishment. And of course, I worry about it because I'm not always the best behaved Allison I can be, which is also more reason to stay close to the sacraments, prayer, sacrament, and scripture. Mother Angelica used to say to go to confession every week, then you only have a week's worth of poop to talk about, to account for to God. I think it's a great reason to go every week or every other week because it also gives you that grace that you need to not fall back into those sins that you may be so quickly or comfortably attached to. We all have our own thing. In fact, last night in confession, I gave like my laundry list. I always write them down. I make a list. I give the list to the priest. I don't hand it to him. I say them out loud. At the end, he looked at me and he says, well, is there one of these that you feel more inclined to struggle with? I'm like, oh, without even missing a beat. I'm like, envy. It's envy. I totally struggle with envy. I have envy. And I said, I have like a whole visceral response to it. He's like, what are you, like throw up? Or he's like looking at me crazy. I said, yes, my head spins and green puke comes out. We obviously know each other. But I do, like, I just struggle with this. And this is something that I need my guardian angel to help me with. I need, so guard angels are asexual. They're neither male or female. But personally, I have a hard time of thinking of like this man following me everywhere, like into the shower while I'm changing. So my guardian angel, I think of as a woman. So she can help me with these things that I struggle with. You know, she can help me build these virtues. I can ask her for the, because think about that prayer that we learned as kids. Angel of God, my guardian near, to whom's God love, entrust me here. Ever this day be at my side to light and guide, to rule and guard. So their role is more than just to protect me. There's guarding in there, but they're also to enlighten us, to guide us, to guard us, to rule over us. And you could think, oh, I don't want to be ruled over. I'm independent. No, sometimes I need a little ruling over because I'm unruly. I need the help. You know, we talk about children. I'm a parent and I give my children guidelines and limits and boundaries because it's good for them. And sometimes I need my guardian angel to do the same thing so that I'm not falling over a cliff somewhere, whether it's a mental cliff, an emotional cliff, a spiritual cliff. I'm always at the edge of a cliff somewhere and I need her help. So I need her to rule me, guide me, guard me, and enlighten me. And this enlightenment that I was thinking when I left there, because he was saying, so the opposite of the envy is admiration, which I think is really funny, that when I prayed about what kind of show I should do, the Lord gave me one that really focuses on admiring other people's writing and other people's journeys to Christ and how we, through their journey, through their writing, can be brought closer to Christ. I thought that was kind of God-cidency, but probably not so incidency at all. the Lord, I prayed and asked for the Lord for help with this struggle of mine, this envy, and he gave me one of the most beautiful outlets for it, sharing other people's incredible work, which helps you and I get closer to Christ through their writing. But they can also help me overcome that vice with other the gaining of other virtues. Father told me last night to focus on gratitude. Whenever there's a person that comes into my heart that I really struggle with and envying, to think, to be grateful, to think of what we could be grateful for that person, for their gifts, for their talents, what they have done, how they have brought other people to Christ in their work, or how they have bettered the world and brought whatever to the world. So we're going to try that. I'm going to be grateful for what God has given me. I'm going to be more grateful for looking at what I have, and to ask my angel to help me to see that when I'm not able to see it. You know, like this is, you know, people say, oh, that's like Jiminy Cricket on your shoulder. Okay, if that's how you have to picture your angel, but that really is, even Don Bosco had that image of the good and the evil angel, like the demon on one side and the good angel on the other, kind of whispering in your ear. We need to flick off the demon angel and just let the guardian angel, the good angel, speak into our hearts the truth of God and the fact that they have their own free will. And the angels, Mike writes in his book, Angels of God, always cooperate with his perfect plan. They align their will to God's will. So if that's something we're struggling with, I am giving God, you know, that someone wrote on the internet yesterday, it just cracked me up. Jesus, I trust in you. But theirs was more like, Jesus, I trust in you when your plans are my plans. Jesus, I kind of sort of trust in you. That's where I'm kind of a combination of those two. But our guardian angel sees God's face and knows God's love, and his plans are perfect. He knows their love. And so that they can help us understand that. They can bring that message to us. That's their job, right? To bring messages from heaven to earth and to allow that message to be in our hearts through them. We should have no doubt, Mike writes, that angels do intervene for us sometimes directly. And tomorrow I will share more of those direct stories with you. I've got two. If you have a guardian angel prayer, a guardian angel story you want to share, give me a call. Write this down for tomorrow, 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. Or you can leave it over at a Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras Facebook page when you're over there asking for your prayer request. You can also private message me or place your story, your guardian angel story that we can share tomorrow here on a Seeking Heart. I have two to share with you. Of course, we will continue our look at angels of God, the Bible, the church, and the heavenly hosts. And I do hope and pray that you will go check out Friend of the Show. This is new on Breadbox Media. Your donation, or your support, I should say. It's not really a donation. It's a support of $10 a month. It makes you a premium member. You get a squirrel or a rosary bracelet, 10 extra chances at every giveaway I get, and you can join the monthly Google Hangout where you get an opportunity to talk instead of just listening to me. And I really look forward to meeting you. Thank you for all your support of A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I'll talk with you tomorrow.
Breadbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Breadbox Media.